I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com. Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head, and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats that
Yes.
says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Welcome back. It's Q&A time.
Thank
with
God.
Your drama queen.
We're here.
Hi. Love it. We've got good questions this week, ladies.
Oh, this is a fun one.
Yeah. Get into it, Joy.
Who's your favorite actor from old Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
And why? And you have to do it in your continental accent.
Oh, jeez. We all have watched a lot of old cinema. I mean, especially during the One Tree Hill years. I feel like getting a box set of old movies from, what was it, Best Buy? We'd run into each other at the Best Buy buying DVD box sets.
Remember that pink, it was like a satin pink Doris Day Rock Hudson set?
Girl, Pillow Talk? Yes,
pillow
please.
Talk. Pillow Talk.
Mm-hmm. I had a Vivian Leigh box set that was all movies I'd never heard of before. Like Waterloo Bridge was new to me. And, you know, obviously I knew her from Gone with the Wind, but I was like, there's something more to this woman than just this one movie. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, you know, she's not Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. That's Liz Taylor, Duh Hillary. No, Streetcar Named Desire.
streak. Oh, yeah.
She was one of Tennessee Williams' girls. It was like Liz Taylor and Vivian Leigh were my two favorite because the Tennessee Williams box set is bananas. If you want to watch a collection of old movies that stand up, that's the one.
Hang on. Did Vivian Leigh... Who was in Gone with the Wind?
This Vivian Leigh.
And she was also Blanche?
Yes. In a blonde wig.
Whoa. I missed it. I totally missed that. My whole life missed it.
Because she's so good. Because you don't put two and two together.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, she had this like crazy tumultuous marriage to Laurence Olivier. And then they broke up. But there was always still, like, she always still had his picture next to her bed. And he was still kind of in love with her. But she became an alcoholic. And she died very young. And it was all tragic. Very talented woman.
Yeah. I'm a Rita Hayworth girl. I just love her.
Yeah.
Gilda? Yes. Yeah, I always loved Rita Hayworth.
I just watched Gilda on a plane, Joy. That's so
you
weird.
Did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
So good. And Jimmy Stewart, man, just like, can you beat Jimmy Stewart? God.
Who is our modern day Jimmy Stewart?
I think Tyler could be if he had been given a real shot at acting. Like if somebody had really just making him a movie, if somebody had made him a movie star. Making him a movie star.
Tom Hanks has that incredible can do anything, like warm person you just feel safe with energy for me.
Yeah, good call.
He reminds me of a Jimmy Stewart. I was always just so in love with Katherine Hepburn.
You love a woman in pants.
Wear her suits. I love a woman in a pantsuit.
Yeah.
I just thought she was so cool and ballsy. And I don't know. She did all these things that so many women in old black and white movies I didn't get to see do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I found her really inspiring. And I think what got me into old movies was all the, you know, when we were babies doing all our first auditions, all these people would be like, "You sound like Lauren Bacall, kid." And I was like, "Who is that?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is." So I started watching old movies to hear this, you know, cool lady with a raspy voice.
Yes.
And I was like, "Oh, I like her. That feels nice." Oh,
that's right. And Lucy had that raspy voice too.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. God, so funny.
Old movies.
Yeah.
Funny old dames.
Oh, yes.
All right. So we have to have a movie
night. But that's also why we loved doing that episode Chad wrote. That was so like totally random. Our, what was it, 1930s, 1940s episode? It allowed us to like play pretend and be these women for a hot minute.
And James could be his best Gregory Peck, who his dad looks exactly like, by the way. Mm. Remember James's dad? He looks just like Gregory Peck, and so does James.
He truly does.
I know, it's wild.
Wow. Ernesto asks, the time jump between seasons 4 and 5 left a lot of college years unaccounted for. If that time period could be shown in full, who is a new character from your own story that you would like to be introduced? Does that mean who is someone that we went to college with who we would have wanted to see in the college years on the show?
No, I think he just means like we all were in three different places. Like Haley absolutely went to college, right? We weren't there. Brooke absolutely went to New York. We weren't there.
Yeah.
Peyton's in LA. So for our characters, who is the person that we should have dragged back to Tree Hill?
Yeah.
Well, I can answer that because I pitched it when we were going to bring in somebody to work on Clothes Over Bros with Brooke. I pitched our local hometown friend, Alex.
Oh, BGA!
Alex and I loved fashion. Yeah. The chicest, most beautiful, nearly 7 foot tall, like stunningly gorgeous black gay man who had the best fashion sense in the world. And I, you know, from growing up in the world of seeing fashion people, not being like in their world, because, you know, my dad was a photographer. Like,
yeah, he did. We were help.
We weren't like the ones. But I loved that fashion was such a place of expression for so many people, for women and for queer people. And it was such a safe haven, you know, for artists and folks who weren't necessarily elevated to positions of power in other industries. And I really wanted to have Brooke have a partner that reminded me of so many of the amazing men I knew in fashion. But shocker, the bosses on our show wanted Brooke's partner to bang Brooke's mom. So they hired a hot, straight, white Australian guy instead. And I was like, I feel that we're really missing the mark here.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I wasn't in charge. I pitched it and
you
I lost.
Did your best.
We had a hot, white, straight Australian guy on the show.
Yeah.
Who?
Mitch.
Mitch who?
Who had an affair with Daphne. I mean, not in real life. Oh my God. Alex.
Oh, right. He had sort of like long hair.
This is after I left.
Wasn't his name Alex? I don't know. Yeah, Hillary, you weren't there, but
I'm learning things in this moment.
Curly blonde hair. Yeah. Yeah. Brooke like caught her mom having sex. It was awkward because
oh,
that was all.
Man, my I am not remembering this.
Yeah. But I really wanted her to have like a cool, you know, queer male fashion partner.
That would have made sense. Totally.
I know. It would have been so awesome. Mm-hmm. Who would you have brought back from LA or?
Listen, I just found a picture of Alex at the very last rap party I went to, like picking me up and swinging me around on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Like the best person to dance with. He was so wonderful.
Do you remember the Halloween where he went as that god from 300 and he was painted gold
oh, yes.
head to
yes.
toe? Oh my God. He walked into the Halloween party and I was just like, oh, things are happening to every person
yeah.
in this room, regardless of who they're standardly attracted
yes.
to. Everyone in this room is like falling to their
universally
knees.
Attractive person.
Yeah.
Here's what's weird is that Peyton didn't bring around like any indie rock bands, like no dive
yeah.
bar
yeah.
acts. She absolutely was not friends with musicians. She would like hang out in passing with certain people like Mia, but really like she was much younger than us. When I was working at
yeah.
MTV and then when I had a radio show the summer after our first season, like all I did was let people sleep on my couch and buy
yes.
their beer. I mean, that band, the local band He Is Legend when we were in Wilmington, like lived in my
yeah.
house. I bought all their beers for years. So I feel like there must have been indie bands that Peyton could have advocated for that we just never got to see, which sucks. That would have been
yeah.
fun. Wah, wah.
Who was Haley friends with in college?
Well, you stole mine. I was going to say, where's Haley's gay best friend? Like, why didn't we get that? That would have been so fun from college. But the other thing I was thinking of is why does Haley, I guess she was pregnant. She just had a baby. So, and she doesn't have her mom is around, kind of. I mean, her parents were like, didn't they get a trailer and they took off?
Yeah.
And her siblings mm-hmm. aren't really around. So did she hibernate? Was she like just going to school and taking care of this baby and not, did she have, I guess she maybe.
I mean, that's two full-time jobs.
I know. So I don't know that she would have been super social, but I feel like Haley was always pretty good at kind of spotting the odd man out and making friends. And so, yeah, it would have been nice to see maybe the recluse kind of friend that maybe wouldn't be somebody that the first person you'd think of as like a vivacious personality on a TV show, but who would maybe just helped her raise the baby. It was like the kind of person mm. that is like, I don't know, true blue, kind of nerdy, focused on her studies and just showed up and helped her with midnight feeding sometimes. And oh, go, you have an idea.
You know what would have been so cool that
what?
I'm realizing as you say this, because Haley was such a young mom in college. How funny if she met another college kid who was looking for a part-time job and was like, do you want to be my nanny?
Oh, great.
And you had these two girls,
great.
But like, you know, one kid who's studying whatever she's studying and another kid who's the mom and they're friends, but they're like, what an interesting dynamic
yes.
that would be for you to essentially have your babysitter be like your exact peer.
Yeah.
You guys are doing like biochemistry mm-hmm. together.
Yes. Or some creative like artist girl who was, yeah, like super punky and just wanted to come help and hang out and was like took this part-time job because Haley needed a little like shake it loose in her life, I think. That would have been fun.
I would have liked
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you needed to have a peer, a roommate. You'd been too adult. Way too adult.
Yeah.
Those were the years. Well, what's our next question? Jesse says, is there any correlation between the song titles being the episode titles, or do they just pick them because it sounded like a good idea? I mean.
That's funny.
Babe.
I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't talk to those people. I certainly didn't.
Who knows?
Maybe. Were they titles from songs in the episode? I don't think
so. I actually don't know.
I don't think so. I think they were just titles of songs. Maybe the songs were used, I don't know, were they like inspiration playlists? We didn't write the show. I don't know.
I think they probably sat around in the writer's room and everybody scrolled through their list on their computer of their or their iPod mix and figured out like, oh, this song kind of goes with the. I assume they made an attempt to match the theme.
Well, because here's the thing. Remember like the music climate at that time in the early 2000s where everything was about like, don't sell out, man. And oh, you don't know that band? What kind of poser are you? You know, everything was so judgy. In the music scene. And so there was kind of this cool factor to like, oh, you don't even know about that song. And so I think there was kind of a juvenile aspect of like, I'm putting together the ultimate mixtape that I know about. And if you were cool, you'd know it too. Which is why half the time I'm like, I don't know what this f***ing song is. I don't care. I'm not cool. Never have been.
So funny.
Yeah, that was the music scene then was totally different than I think it is now. Now it's like, let's be fun. Back then, it was really toxic.
But back then, there were also gatekeepers.
Yeah. Like,
there was no Spotify Discover Weekly where the coolest song of the week was available to everyone. Like, you had to know music to know what albums were coming out, you know, every week.
And
yeah, there really was kind of like an inside
MySpace
moment.
Was our gatekeeper.
MySpace. You didn't have MySpace?
No, you guys, I thought it was creepy.
Girl, how are you supposed to stalk your boyfriends from high school if you don't have MySpace?
I don't care about that.
I do.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like... My life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Oh boy. Well, when I moved to Nashville, the first thing I did was get on Wayfair and get one of them professional accounts so that I could order everything. Because let me tell you how many things in my house are from Wayfair. So many things. And it's so fun. There's so many options. It's whimsical. If you need modern, if you need old, if it's... They have everything.
I love that I can put all the things I need in my shopping cart and then see them all together. And it's just, you can see what the whole room's going to look like. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor.
And starting May 4th, you can get up to 80% off site-wide during Way Day, which is their biggest sale of the year. Did you also know they have like a digital room designer on their website? You can put things in your cart and then add them into this fake version of your house, and you can look at the things that you want in your house and see what it looks like. It's amazing. The selection is huge.
Obsessed.
It's their biggest sale of the year, as we said. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Huge selection. Home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art, and it's all on sale.
Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or your budget. So preview the Way Day deals and start filling up your cart today. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything for your home. Way Day runs from May 4th through the 6th. Head to wayfair.com now to preview the deals and start filling your cart. That is WAYFAIR.com.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Brie has a great question, Joy.
Okay.
Tell the listeners at home what it is.
How did you each decorate your dressing room to make it feel more like you? Or like Brooke? Or like Peyton? Or Haley? That's a fun question. We haven't been asked that before.
I'm trying to think if I did anything.
So, I mean, Sophia and I both did a lot of decorating in our trailer. Like, I remember coming with a car full.
When we went to go visit Sophia in Toronto, we walked into her trailer and it was like going to grandma's house because there's like, there's like blankets and pillows and crafts and plants.
Yeah.
I really do have such like seasonal affective depression that when I have to shoot somewhere in the winter, I order a lot of plants for my trailer. I'm like, I need to have some green things. Trailers are also always like that weird fake bad marble looking like faded tie-dye wallpaper that's brown.
Yes.
Like it's just shades of brown. It looks like a toddler threw up everywhere. And so I have to cover everything. I'm like, I got to bring comfortable blankets in and I'll bring pillows in and I'll bring plants in. And, you know, I always get some sort of like desk organizer thing. And I really, I try to make it feel more like a room I would like to be in than a barf square.
Yeah, because we're in it so often. There's so much hurry up and wait, and especially on those basketball days and on a show when you've got this many cast members. Sometimes you get called in 4 or 5 hours before they need you and you're just sitting around in your trailer. You want it to feel like another living room. So you just, I mean, I like to switch it up. Candles. I like to change the furniture in my house a lot all the time. So I definitely every season would redecorate with a different like kind of style or theme.
I keep a trailer kit now too that has like
what?
An electric kettle that, you know, I'll obviously wash when I get somewhere. I have all the things I know I need in like these 2 big plastic storage bins, and I'll just ship them wherever I'm gonna work. Cause I also don't wanna, I hate like getting stuff for a project and then, you know, having to get rid of it. It feels wasteful.
I feel like you need to write a life hacks book.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you always have these, yeah, all these crazy tips.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've got the best travel humidifier now. See? I figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should be the person who leaves Amazon reviews, but I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll write a book instead.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, Refinery 29 or like Birdie, yeah, get her on staff.
Some Glamour. Kind of list.
Somebody get her on
Let's
the list.
Go.
Okay, Hillary, trailer, go.
I'm sitting here trying to rack my brain while you guys talk about it, because I remember your trailers were really appealing. I think mine has always been just really Spartan. Like, I would bring in maybe a pillow.
Good word.
Because I would sleep during lunch, so I wouldn't have to talk to anybody. Like, I don't think I brought anything in. And yeah, I'm just trying to rack my brain. Unless you guys remember something, but I don't think I've ever decorated a trailer because I also had been on headset. You know, like, my boyfriend would come into my trailer during lunch and I could hear everything. And I knew that, like, everyone went through everyone else's trailers and, like, would poop in each other's bathrooms and stuff. And I was just never going to bring anything in because I was like, I don't trust this situation. This is bad. It's bad. I don't want anybody rifling through my desk drawers. I'm good. Yeah, I just bring my little pillow and maybe like my iPod. But yeah. I travel light. I'm a light traveler.
I do that. The older I've gotten, the more I do that, the less I want to like lug around and
yeah,
dress things
I'm
up.
Like, I'll just find some shit here. I'll just go into Sophia's half of the trailer. I'll steal some shit from her.
I'm like, what do you need? I have four.
Yeah. I need some oxygen. Where's Sophia?
I'm like strictly an over-preparer. I just spent the weekend in Colorado. Grant and I did with some of our best friends. And we were going to this event that was outdoors at night. And when I checked the weather 2 weeks ago, it was going to be 22 degrees.
No.
It wound up being in the 40s. So we were fine. But I packed my Arctic snowsuits for me and Kelly, because I was like, I will not, we shan't be cold. I won't be outside for 5 hours in 22 degree weather. Like, we're not doing it. And then it wound up being warm and it was great. And she was like, you are the ultimate prepper. Like those disaster people in The Last of Us episode 3, like, that is you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, honestly, such a compliment. I'm ready. I'm just ready.
You don't need a mom purse. You have a friend suitcase. That's the equivalent.
That's right.
I love it.
Friends, we want to see all your Pinterest board imaginary trailer decorations.
Oh,
so
cute.
Go in there and dress up a trailer and send it to us. That'd be fun to see.
I want the goth one. I need someone to design me just like Elvira's trailer. And that's what I'll do next time I actually like do an acting job. Just,
well, I like that plan.
Just crystals and darkness.
I'll send you a life-size cardboard cutout of Elvira.
Babe, I had one my whole life.
Of course you did.
I was like in my bedroom growing up.
I had Amy Grant.
Elvira, that makes perfect sense.
It's amazing. All solved
and I
now.
I had like embarrassing National Geographic posters of endangered animals on my wall.
All this tracks,
such
friends.
Such a dork.
All of it tracks. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for these questions. Send more.
Thanks, friends.
We gotcha.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.